Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We threw out the diabolical question because I do think this is a tougher question than you realize, but I threw it out there. What say you? Who has the quarterback advantage on Sunday between the Browns and Vikings?
You know, I think like just conventional wisdom would tell you that Carson Wentz is a guy that led a team to the playoffs and kind of the Super Bowl that one time. Nick Foles deserves a little bit of credit for that, but whatever.
A little bit of credit. Yeah, he's the guy that won the last few games.
The guy that has the statue outside the stadium.
Anatomically correct from what I heard.
So I do think that Wentz probably has the upper hand, but there's an element of this game that I'm excited about. As a fan of the Browns, that I don't really know what we're going to get out of Dylan Gabriel. There are a number of variables that could come out of this, and none of them would really surprise me. Would it surprise me if Gabriel was going to be able to go out there and look competent in Kevin Stefanski's offense? It wouldn't surprise me if they dumb things down for him in a way, because he's so smart, that he's able to excel right away and look really good. It also wouldn't surprise me, because this offensive line is a little bit beat up and kind of bad when it's not even beat up, if it was just a colossal meltdown. So nothing would really surprise me, but I'm excited about this game as a fan because of the fear of the unknown, really. I also think that works to Gabriel's advantage in a little bit, because nobody really knows, the Vikings included, what he's going to do. I think that's a good thing, even though there is all this 6 years of college tape out there.
There has been a lot of talk about hope, and all I would say is hope really only works if you win and or Dylan Gabriel plays well on Sunday. So to people who, like, I understood, like, basically, I think they went to Dylan not because Dylan's ready, but because Joe was unplayable. And you could not send Joe Flacco out in front of that locker room again. You could not do it. Because I think you saw in the Detroit game, they stopped believing they could win with Joe and compete with Joe. And that ends a season. When I say season, I'm not just talking about wins and losses. I'm talking about competitiveness. And Stefanski and company, we can haggle over whether they're safe or not. You just need to keep competitive. I think that's the driver here. Not that Dylan Gabriel is some, you know, he's ready and it's all been leading to this moment. I do think the whole thing's a damn wild card. Like, I think playing in London in general, it's kind of like Thursday night football to me. I have no idea how teams are going to react. And, like, since Dylan Gabriel's quite simply the first quarterback to make his NFL debut, his starting debut in a London game, that's pretty significant as well.
Yeah.
So I do, like, this is a game that I just would stay away entirely. Like, I was the guy who last night, I was like, I know the 49ers are banged up, but it's Thursday night football. I think Mac Jones is better than people realize. I also think the Rams are good, but I don't think they're great yet. I was comfortable taking the 49ers last night, and that bore fruit. I am stay the hell away from this game. And I think part of what I'll be watching for on Sunday, part of the thing that has me so intrigued on Monday, is similar to what you said. It's just the absolute curiosity of, I know Stefanski loves this kid. I know that this might be the guy that he has been felt strongest about since coming to the Cleveland Browns that they've actually brought in. I know that this team needs a spark. I think Dylan does things that Joe doesn't do. Right? Gets the ball out quick. The mobility factor. Again, not a mobile quarterback, but can move. Joe can't move. And he's supposed to not turn the ball over. Hypothetically. All right, this is the Browns thing. The Browns are really good at explaining things logically. and then they go out on the field, and then the logic doesn't match the result.
Yeah, right? I hate to tell you,
that's what this Sunday feels like.
Like everything that you just named, not turning the football over, being mobile outside the pocket, bringing a little bit of juice and athleticism, like those were the same things we were talking about before Dorian Thompson Robinson's first career start, because Deshaun Watson had been that bad. We were looking to DTR and saying, well, if he could do some of the same things that he was able to do in the preseason, this would actually be pretty good. And you could see a world where he could effectively run Kevin Stefanski's offense. Like, we were having those same conversations then.
You know what the only difference is? DTR didn't do those things in college.
Right.
Like, DTR was absolutely a projection. I never, at UCLA, watched DTR and thought.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Proficient quarterback. He always looked like a work in progress. And he started for 4 years at UCLA, whereas Dylan Gabriel's a grown man. He's got a 401k. I think he's got a couple grandkids now. Like, everything that they've said about him are actually things he did in Oregon, Oklahoma, and Central Florida.
What's kind of unfortunate for Dylan Gabriel in this spot is exactly that. Like, he's going to be 25 in December. So, like, if you've got a chance to write your book right now, and if you don't, I don't know when that next chance is going to necessarily come, because you're a third-round pick, and we talked about it the last time that we were together. There weren't a ton of people that were calling you a top 100 pick going into the draft, and obviously NFL teams thought highly of him. The Browns had a couple trade offers, according to Albert Breer, in the, you know, day three when they were getting ready to take Shador because they knew they had just drafted Dylan Gabriel, and teams thought highly of him. So, all of that is out there, and it's great that you were a good college quarterback. We've seen a lot of short, good college quarterbacks that could keep the car on the road and hit the layups and find open receivers. We've seen those guys that are really smart, and we build that up, struggle in the National Football League or be limited in the National Football League. So I think of all of the outcomes on the wheel of outcomes of what Sunday could look like for Dylan Gabriel. I'm optimistic that it can at least be competent. I'm optimistic that Dylan Gabriel can at least move the sticks. He could at least find the end zone a couple of times, because I will say there have been a couple times through the first 4 weeks where I've seen Isaiah Bond wide open and Joe Flacco's just not letting that football rip.
Yeah, I mean, if the offense isn't functional on Sunday, I'm going to be very pissed on Monday. Let's be very clear about this.
Like, that's completely fair, though.
If you're not functional across two different quarterbacks, no matter the line issues, no matter the drops, like, this is the NFL. And the whole point of going back to the old system is it was supposed to be relatively seamless. And not just the system in terms of what Stefanski wants to do, but also with a blocking scheme. And it has not been seamless on any front. And while I can give some grace to some of that, that's where my patience, like, this is where, like, Sunday to me is where the rubber meets the road. It is, can you have a functional offense? Minnesota has a offensive line that 60% of those dudes aren't going to be out there on Sunday against your strength, which is your front four. Like, this is an incredibly winnable game, all things considered. So win the game. I don't give a rip if he's got 150 yards or 190 yards or 250 yards. The more yardage, the better. The more touchdowns, the better. The less turnovers, the better. I get that. But if that kid goes for 200 yards and has an interception, no touchdowns, you score 13 points and you lose, yeah, I'm going to rage on Monday.
Well, and here
it just shouldn't take 5 weeks to get functional. That's the easiest thing to be in the NFL is functional.
And I hate to tell you, like, you're not going to just be raging Monday, Nick. You're going to be raging Tuesday, and you're certainly going to be raging Wednesday and Thursday when you realize You got the Pittsburgh Steelers after this in Pittsburgh. That's a place where you haven't won a football game in, oh, I don't know, over two decades. So, like, he has to show you some sort of promise in this game, because if he doesn't, okay, now I'm going to go put him against Patrick Queen, who's coming off of his best game in the black and yellow. I'm going to go put him against TJ Watt, and we know what he's done to young Browns quarterbacks in his professional career. Like, this has an opportunity to snowball, but at the same time, if you can get some semblance of normalcy out of it, you could see a world where if you just get to the Dolphins on October 19th and the Patriots that next week and the Jets after that, like, the schedule does soften a smidge, but you can have a colossal meltdown on Sunday. You just can't afford that.
I don't think it's dramatic to say that if you don't win on Sunday, or if you have another coinky-dink, you know, run of circumstances where you lose this game, you go 1-4, especially after a quarterback switch, and then you go to Pittsburgh. Like, we can talk about Miami and Tennessee and the Jets game. We can talk about all those games after. But the reality is, by the time you get there, that locker room might stop believing they can win.
Yep.
And that is where quicksand is real. That is where you really start struggling to get out of the blocks, to do things the right way, and where all of a sudden you go from a maybe 6-11 team with a lot of promise, a lot of excitement, maybe just one more draft and the right quarterback, to being a 3-14 team, and everybody else has new addresses here shortly. 216-474-0092. Carson Wentz or Dylan Gabriel, who has the quarterback advantage on Sunday? I will say, Carson Wentz is the ultimate boomer bust quarterback. He's either going to throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns, or he's going to throw for 179 yards and four interceptions. I do think Dylan's somewhere in the inoffensive. I don't know if he'll throw for 200 yards or 150 yards, but I expect him at the very least to not turn the ball over. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.